So five of us are here. Dr. Peters is running late. She asked us to proceed without her. Ian is absent the entire evening. So why don't we go ahead and get started. Mr. Seawood, do you want to give us an overview of what we got? And I noticed there's also food as well.
Yes, sir. So one of the most important things about our looking at our budget process is to start off with looking at our forecasting. Really understand exactly what we anticipate for our expenditures and for our revenues. So for this current work session, what we're going to look at is our general fund forecast. So we've got Director Liu and a couple of members from the finance staff will be here to kind of present our forecast for this upcoming budget year.
So we have Jim, who is our assistant finance director, and Deep, who is our economist, and they're gonna help out with this presentation. So first, we want to go over what we'll be talking about in this presentation, and so we'll take a look at the sales tax dashboard. Monthly forecast, which has had an overhaul since the last time you all seen it. And that's the sheet with the, I think there's four different graphs, and it had some data on there as well. We kind of gave that an overhaul and a better look and a feel for the, so it's better to read online. Then we're going to look at the preliminary sales tax revenue forecast. And the 23 sales tax revenue estimates by fund. And then we'll look at some of the trends that we're seeing with the general fund and then the forecast, as well as the balance comparison by year. And then finally, we'll look at the monthly other local revenue forecast, which is something that we just added, and I'm thinking we'll probably put that online as well for everyone to see. So our sales tax dashboard, I'll let Deep kind of explain these.
Hi all, this is Deepan Debra, economist, finance. So we started putting this dashboard. If you go to our finance website, you will be able to see that. Is that I put it together like this screenshot, but it's in Power BI tool. It's really, if you hover over those dots, you can see the numbers actually. So in brief, in terms of number, we saw around 11.3% year-to-date increase last year for compared to 2020. And we are seeing the similar trend as you can see on the top darker blue line. So as of now, we got around 20% year-to-date, like 3 months comparison. And on the bar graph, you can see the three comparison of year-to-date, like 3 months for 2020, 2021, and 2022.
Right. And so the chart on the left, the bottom line shows the increase from the previous year. And then this the darker blue line shows the increase this year.
And so it's very interactive. When you go to the dashboard, you will be able to hover over and see the actual numbers there.
Yeah.
And this is one entire dashboard, but I have to split between two slides. So that's the top part, and then this is the lower part, where we not only have the actual number, but we also project 2 months, sometimes 3 months, depending on when we are doing that. This is the bar line on the left graph is the projection, and then the line on over the bar is how far we are off or how good we are in terms of projecting. And you can see like three colors. The darker is the lower bound, and the lighter blue is the median midpoint, and the upper range is the gray. And this is a percentile range of 80 percentile below and above from the midpoint. And on the table on the right is the actual numbers. So we got the December numbers preliminary, and so I don't think that we received the money yet, but it is from the State Department, we got the number. So based on that, and then we also got some outside analytics like Moody's Analytics long-term forecast about Columbia Metro sales, overall sales, sales volume or sales value. Based on that, we did like three projection for 5 years. So we called 2022 as estimates because we are in 2022, and then the next 4 years as forecast. So on 2022, we have three forecast. As I said, the lower one or the lowest one was the conservatively, which is the 1/3 of the Moody's assumption. And then I ran some regression between the Moody's past historical sales number versus what we have actual sales. And then there is a relationship found, which is around more or less in lay word is like 60% of the actual they project. So based on that assumption, we have the middle one, which we actually use for our budget purpose. And then the actual Moody's assumption one that was on the orange one. So ours, in short, like in our estimate, we assume the growth rate for sales tax will be 6% in 2022, and going forward will be around 1.5%, which is half of the Moody's like 3% assumption. Slightly above, like their assumption on the inflation is around 2%, which is also industry recommended. So our sales tax growth will be kind of offset that inflation as well.
So Moody's developed an assumption for Columbia, the Columbia market?
Metro Columbia, the Moody's Analytics have that information. Yeah.
Some of the information is really, really good, and then some of it we get kind of lumped in.
But you've gone back and looked at their prior assumptions,
right,
and how close.
That's
how
what I estimated.
Yeah.
So I estimated the prior what number. They're basically overestimating, and they don't do it for Columbia. They call it like Columbia Metro, so which include Ashland. That's why maybe their numbers are a bit overestimated. But that relationship is taken care of through a simple linear equation there.
Okay.
And this is our traditional, like, I like to talk about this graph. So basically, this is how we kind of split our money in 5 pots. And this 49 cents is like, we actually get $2, and in out of $1 is 49 cents. Basically, it's 98 cents of that $2 tax. And so that's like the double for each category. And then we got 12.5 cents for each part sales tax and capital improvement tax, and then 0.02% for the public improvement and transportation 25, which is like double, like 50 cents. Yeah. Based on that, on 2023, like it's simple math, like I took that number and times these shares. So we'll have around, as I mentioned, 57 million around as a sales tax forecasted for 2023. And out of that, around 28 million for general fund. And then the rest will be 7.1 million each for capital improvement and park sales tax, and 14 million for transportation sales tax and public improvement, which would be like 2% of that. 1% is around 550,000.
So now we'll go over some of our assumptions and with the general fund forecast and the revenues and expenditures. So these are our basic assumptions for 23 through 26. We're looking at about a 3%, which is basically what we've had, give or take, in general property tax increase. Sales tax, we're looking at about 1.47%. And that is over the 2022 projected numbers. And then forecasting those out, we're looking at like a slow gradual growth compared to what we've seen in the past, what we've had in these last 2 years have been a huge jump. I think what we've been seeing and reading documents and looking at Moody's and different things like that, everyone expects it to kind of drop off and go back to a normal growth instead of this huge number each year. Our local sales taxes are dropping about 1% a piece each year. That's mostly made up of, because of our three dying taxes, cigarette, cable, and telephone. They're all three basically on a steep decline. Yes.
Just a question. The paradox of the sales tax revenues going up, and a lot of people speculate on this. But part of that speculation is that during COVID, for example, a lot of folks were more home-centered and home improvement-centered and that kind of thing. Is that something that, does that fit with your educated speculation about what has happened? And that's one of the reasons for the tail off now that the economy is improving and so on?
Yes, that is part of it. And it's a big part of what we've seen, but the part that is not talked about here is the inflation piece. And so usually inflation runs in two pieces. You see, first you'll get your revenue. So you'll see the revenue inflation, which is basically what we're seeing here. But the next part is your inflation on expenses,
right.
Which we will be expecting to see hit us harder next year because they'll be actually budgeted inflation numbers. This year we weren't sure what those numbers were going to be, but as we move along, especially in some of our utilities, we're starting to see the 10-20% increases in expenditures.
So those optimistic levels about sales tax revenue will be tempered by the fact that there's countervailing force in terms of
very much so. I mean, in labor and road materials, all of those things will sort of counteract that increase in revenue. Any other questions about anything up here you see?
Were you able to, or have you dug into any more detail on the revenue side if there's things that are, you know, driving it beyond inflation? I mean, are there different trends that you see in terms of categories that
you definitely see the increase in like building materials and retail sales, things like that. You can see the increase, but some of that is because of the pandemic and those stimulus payments that were paid out, and then some of it is inflation. So we expect the inflation piece to kind of stay, but that other piece to kind of drop out, the pandemic piece, the stimulus piece.
So we
did see some increases in automobile sales were really high last year, and that reflected when we get to our other local taxes. You'll see that line item was really high last year as well. So you did see it in certain areas, but inflation was definitely a major factor in that as well. Not in the car sales, but overall in the sales tax side of things. Just because probably the more something costs, the more sales tax you're going to bring out for that item. So.
Matthew?
Yes.
Tell me what fines are.
That's a little bit of everything. That is your parking, that's police tickets, that's all the basic type of fines. And so the reason that number is increased so much is because we basically had zero for the past 2 years. We decreased a lot in 20 and then in 21. So we went, I'll show you in the next one. Okay. So if you look at the fees, so we went from 1.2 million in 19 and it dropped off to 800,000 and then 600. Last year, and that was basically due to the parking downtown. You know, the council action to basically allow free parking downtown, and also the action by the police force to stop some of the random stops, or I don't get into that too much because I'm not sure what it was. But with both of those kind of easing up, it was just the trend. And these are all just numbers, that trends that we've seen. And so if you all do not like them or something, you can definitely let us know. We can look at something different.
At another time, not today, but at another time, it would be interesting to have, or it would be important to have a conversation about those fines and how that affects our residents, particularly those who don't have enough resources. But thank you. So you're projecting it's going to bounce back up at about a 20% growth rate in order to get back to what is normal for us.
I wouldn't even say normal, because if it was normal, it would be growing at a different pace. It would be growing at a faster pace than that. This is just basically keeping us steady.
Okay.
That was not a statement.
But this is where you can see our projections for the next 5 years, or with this year and then 4 years out, on where we think we will land in revenue.
I have another question. So service charges, like if it's associated with you made a late payment on your utility bill, that would fall under service charges, or does that fall as
no,
a fine?
No, general fund.
Okay. Oh, you're right. Sorry. Okay.
Well, we begin to tackle some of the utilities, but water and light are a different
beast. Of course.
Beast,
yeah, I forgot about that. Thank you.
You know, some of the smaller utilities would be somewhat easier to forecast out, but it'll take a little more time.
Thank you.
Matthew, remind me the intra-governmental revenue, why that jumped from 20 to 21 and why it's going to stay at that higher level?
That's mostly because we've moved some of our internal service funds from their own funds into the general fund.
Oh, yeah.
And so when we did that, the revenue from those funds came with it.
Okay, I remember. Thanks.
Yep. Here are assumptions on expenditures. Not saying that that's what it is, but just looking at what the trends are nationally. Inflation usually rises somewhere around 3%, and so we did a 3%. Employee wage increase on each of the next years, 0.5% on employee benefits, and then just a natural inflation of 2% on all other materials. There is a big jump on the transfer out, and we'll discuss that when I show the numbers on the next page. So here's what the numbers look like. And so that transfers out, as you can see, in 22, $7 million. Part of that is due to the movement of money that was came from the general fund to parks to cover that.
The field house.
And then there were two others. What were the other two?
There was the VERF transfer to set up the VERF account.
Yeah, to set up the vehicle equipment and replacement fund account. We took $400,000 to start that, and then the other.
Well, that VERF. Then we also had the. I think we were paying the cars out of the VERF fund.
That's
which
right.
Was the
that's
did like another $1.5 million. So.
Yeah. Okay. So that's basically that, and so we wouldn't expect that to happen each year. So that's why there's a big increase and then the drop off. Any questions? This is basically what the revenues and expenses look like graphed out. The bar chart is the total expenditures, and then the line are the total revenues. And so we've basically been meeting those in the past. And then that 2021 number, it was just a blip because it was something that could not have been, we could not have fathomed that we would have brought in that much money in sales tax revenue in 1 year in the middle of a pandemic. But, you know, looking back on it, it probably could have been expected because people stayed home. They bought local, which is something that you usually do not see. You know, we get a lot of online shopping or shopping to some of the other areas like Jefferson City and some of the surrounding areas, but people stayed at home and shopped, and that is basically what you see in that graph. So we expect to meet the budgeted numbers and budgeted revenue going forward. 22, there will be more expenses than we have revenue. That's what we're projecting now, but it was budgeted that way as well.
What's your use tax assumption if that were to pass?
Use tax? I believe it was 9 to 10% of the sales tax revenue, 10%. Which would bring us about 5.6 million in total.
And that would start in 23 or
January 23 if it was passed. We'll look at the general fund forecast now. So this is basically what you would expect to see with those projected revenues and expenses. As you can see, the estimated 22 numbers and then 23 through 26. We're expecting to see a decrease in our excess over these next few years as some of those expenditures start to catch up with our revenues, along with the 3% increase budgeted for employee wages. Now that could be more or less, but this is what we expect to see. We would expect to get to a more manageable ending fund balance by 2026, only being about $5 million above the projected cash reserve. And that's just the way we're going now. Here's a graph of our general fund balance and kind of how it is now. So the bar chart is the actual ending fund balance through 21, and then we have estimated and forecasted 22 through 26. Kind of see that that cash reserve target and the ending fund balance finally getting closer to each other. I think we have one more. We added So our other local tax revenue. This is what we're looking at now.
This is kind of give a snapshot why we make that 1% falling assumption. So we haven't get a chance to forecast it, but. On the extreme right column, you can see like how many of them are falling at an annual basis. The cigarette tax, the gross basic income, telecommunication tax.
Do we not have that slide?
They were just put together.
That's okay. I just wanted to make sure I didn't lose it already.
Mr. Scallop?
Just a question. When it comes to reconciling those general fund balances and the excess fund, the surplus funds, I mean, it's a hot topic, not only for us, City Council, but certainly for the city, in terms of what to do beyond the target measures to deal with excess funds. It seems like what that is suggesting is that it will more or less reconcile itself or the forecast for the next few years, because the expenditures will catch up to the surpluses, at least in the general fund.
Yes, that's in the general fund, yes.
But it's an existing question with respect to some of the other funds that we need to tackle and talk about.
So, this is With the commitment to the employees, because I think that's what we would like to see as a staff, because there hasn't been that sort of commitment in the past. With putting that sort of emphasis on that, yes, this is where you would be looking.
And that's what's really driving some of the expenditures in terms of reconciling this general fund.
A piece of it. It's just a piece, yeah. The inflation, that inflation piece is big too.
So you'll continue refining the revenue assumptions as you go through the year?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think every at least quarter. Yeah, we'll have to update them. Because this cannot be done in once in a year. It needs to be continued to update.
Great.
Can we get a copy of that slide?
Yes.
Thank you.
And eventually, I think Mr. Lou thinks like we should put it on the website so that the public can see.
Yes. Put this on the website.
Any other questions? Ms. Bell?
It's weird that motor vehicle license fee, is that a percentage of the value of the vehicle? Because I expect the sales tax to go up, but I didn't expect the license fee to jump by between 1 year and the next.
I really think that is just because more vehicles were purchased. I don't think there was an increase in price.
The percentage of whatever it is, what little piece of it we get.
Oh, I can tell you why though, because a friend of mine pointed this out. She has a used vehicle, but now that they've decided that the used vehicles are holding their value better, they reassessed her car, how much her car was worth.
Wow.
But would that be under license fee, or that would be assessed value? Yeah, I'm prepared that I'm going to pay more for that, and I'm not happy about it. But that would be.
Isn't that part of the license fee though? That you.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe not.
At the time of purchase, yeah, I got that letter. I was not pleased.
Yeah, she wasn't either.
Anything else, Mr. Pitzer? You good?
Mm-hmm. Good. Thanks for doing that.
So one of the things that we plan on doing is, as we work on forecasting for the utility funds, we'll bring that back to the council. Like Matt said, we'd like to present our forecasting at least quarterly, so the council has an understanding exactly how our finances are growing or how we anticipate our finances to grow.
Anything else?
That's it, sir.
Anything else in open session?
Nothing else in open session.
I would like to move that the City Council of the City of Columbia, Missouri, immediately go into a closed meeting here in Conference Room 1A1 via City Hall to discuss legal actions, causes of action, litigation between a public governmental body and a confidential privileged communication between a public governmental body and its representatives and its attorneys, pursuant to Section 610.021, Subsection 1 of the Revised Statutes of Missouri, leasing, purchasing, or sale of real estate by a public governmental body where public knowledge of the transaction might adversely affect the legal consideration thereof pursuant to Section 610.021, Subsection 2 of the Revised Statutes of Missouri, hiring, firing, disciplining, or promoting particular employees by a public governmental body with personal information about the employees discussed or recorded pursuant to Section 610.021, Subsection 3 of the Revised Statutes of Missouri, sealed bids and related documents until the bids are open, and sealed proposals and related documents, and any documents related to a negotiated contract until a contract is executed or all proposals are rejected pursuant to Section 610.021, Subsection 12 of the Revised Statutes of Missouri, and individually identifiable personnel records, performance ratings, or records pertaining to employees or applicants for employment pursuant to Section 610.021, Subsection 13 of the Revised Statutes of Missouri. Is my motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Scala. Ms. Wainer?
Yes.
Mr. Scala?
Yes.
Mr. Pitzer?
Yes.
Ms. Peters?
Yes.
Mr. Treese votes aye. Ms. Fowler?
Yes.
We are in closed session.